Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Well, it is time for another edition of Toast and Jam, and we are going to do this without Toast today. Hello, Paul McDonald with you. I am Jam, and of course, Tim Oast is Toast. He is on vacation. Gave him the day off. He is in Laughlin, Nevada, and I'm thinking as we speak, he is on a golf course somewhere in Nevada golfing. So we'll get Toast back next week, but we're going to fly solo. Today's a little shortened program. Didn't have a guest lined up for you, but things didn't pan out. That guest came ill. So you are listening. I know you're listening. Get well soon. And we want to thank our sponsors, of course. Toast and Jam is brought to you by the North Dakota Army National Guard and Chris Quilvang, Nodak Insurance Company. And, of course, our executive producer, Eric Kringley. And we're going to have Eric on here probably in the next few weeks. We're going to be talking of tennis. Of course, Highlander girls tennis, they're getting ready to see if they can repeat as state champions. And also Valley City State Tennis. We will talk a little bit about that with Eric Kringley. And he was just down in Florida at the United States Tennis Association National Campus as he was watching Sun Kai and his Concordia Cobbers down there. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll have that with Eric coming up on another program. Also, future programs, the auction for the V Foundation, Valley City State University, is coming up April 11th, and we will talk a little bit more about that in the coming weeks. But today, as we usually do, we start things off with what's going on in sports. Of course, we are now between the sports seasons here in Valley City. Indoor track, though, they are going to be our first competition for the spring sports season. Indoor track going to get going. They're going to be up in Grand Forks for the Highliners this weekend on Friday and Saturday. So we've got indoor track coming up here this weekend. Baseball, softball, they're getting their practices started, as is tennis here. I think tennis still has a week away from before they start playing, though I have seen nets are up. We've had some pretty good weather here. Nets are up, and there are some people out there practicing and playing a little bit. But I think the girls' tennis, they will be getting practice going here in just a little bit, as is boys' golf, also getting ready to hit the links in the coming weeks. So we're a little bit in that lull, that about a month before we really get back into the sports season. Valley City State University, they're a track team. They are in Bismarck this weekend for an outdoor meet. And also going on this in next weekend, Valley City State baseball and softball, they're just back from their trips. Baseball was in Florida, softball was in Tucson, and not a bad week for the two teams on the road down in their southern trips. Well, they're now back in the Dakotas. Softball, they're off until the 28th and 29th, or the 29th and 30th. That's Saturday, Sunday, when they will be hosting Dakota State in the home opening weekend here in Valley City. Baseball, they're going to have the preseason conference tournament, so that's coming up next weekend here, or this upcoming weekend, for the baseball team. And golf there, too, coming back from their trip down in Arizona, so slowly but surely things are getting going here with spring sports. But let's talk a little about some other activities going on around Valley City. Of course, the Valley City Band and Choir, they traveled to Anaheim, California for the World Strides Heritage Music Festival. They just got back yesterday. And congratulations to the All-Girls Treble Choir, self-directed, and they were presented with first place in the Category 1A Women's Choir Performance with a gold award and recognition of their performance. So congratulations to Valley City High School Treble Choir. And their members, Sam Thiel, Leah Hochalter, Madison Nelson, Brooklyn Boats, Aubrey Langamo, Cadence Keatsman, Rachel Belgard, Abby Wangrud, Cheska Flores, and Lauren May. Congratulations to those ladies and everybody who was part of the trip. And of course, under the direction of Cora Potts, they were, again, in Anaheim at Disneyland for the World Strides Heritage Music Festival. Congratulations to the Girls Treble Choir, getting first place in the Category 1A Women's Choir Performance with a gold award in their recognition. They performed Prayer of the Children by Kurt Bester. It was a song written out of frustration of the Civil War in Yugoslavia. that has since been used for special occasions such as the annual 9/11 commemoration and yearly memorial service for the Columbine High School tragedy. So again, congratulations to the Highliners and their treble choir. Basketball state tournaments, AA, they wrapped up last weekend. Bismarck Century Boys winning 59-50 over Fargo Davies. And congratulations to the West Fargo Horse girls. They defeated Century 68-53, first ever state championship for the Hawks. Of course, West Fargo Horse, one of the assistant coaches, former Valley City State University Viking, Macy Quilvang. Well, she's not Quilvang anymore, but Macy Quilvang. Yes, Chris, our sponsor for trivia, his daughter is an assistant coach with the Horse Hawks, and they came away with the girls' championship in AA 68-53 over Century. Class A boys going to go on this weekend. That is going to be up in Minot. Devil's Lake takes on DeLax Burlington to open up the tournament. Then Shiloh Christian and Wahpeton. Kindred, the number one seed in the tournament, will take on Beulah. And Thompson and Kildare will wrap up the quarterfinals. Again, that's going on up at the Minot State Dome. And the B boys, that's in Bismarck. The number two seed, our Redeemers out of Minot. They're taking on seven-seeded Oaks to open up the tournament. Number three, Bishop Ryan out of Minot will play Hankinson, the Pirates. They were the champions out of Region 1, and they will take on Bishop Ryan in the second game. Wilton Wing, the top seed in the tournament, against number 8 seed New Rockford Cheyenne. And New Rockford Cheyenne, they defeated Lamore Litchfield Marion in the state qualifying game. And number 4 seed North Border will take on 5th seed and defending state champ West Hope Newburgh. And that'll be wrapping up the first round of the Class B boys basketball tournament. Again, that's going on in Bismarck. So that's what's going on in sports right now in the area. Again, we're in that little lull between the sports seasons as far as winter sports now finishing up, getting ready for spring sports. And we do want to do a shout-out to some hockey teams. As Valley City's, of course, paired with Jamestown in youth hockey in the Peewees and in the Bantams. Well, last weekend, there were a couple of tournaments. And 2 weekends ago, also, was the Peewee A Gold State Tournament, March 7th through the 9th. And the Jamestown Valley City Prowl took second in that tournament, losing to Dickinson in overtime by a final of 5-4. Peewee Gold, the Prowl took third after a 4-3 win over Crosby in the third-place game. And Peewee B Silver, the champs, yes, the Prowl, the Jamestown Valley City White, they are the champions of the Peewee B Silver tournament. They defeated Grand Forks Blue by a final of 4-2. And last weekend in the North Dakota Amateur Hockey Association 12UB Silver State Tournament for girls hockey, state champs Jamestown Valley City. They were winners over Grand Forks 6-2, and a team that only won 11 games the entire year. They were 11-30-1. Talk about playing right at the playing your best hockey at the right time of year. They were 9-9, so went .500 the last 18 games, and of course won their 3 games at the state tournament. And 15 of those players will be back again next year. That's a young team, and they got 15 of those players going to be back next year. And also this past weekend in Bismarck, the Bantam B Silver State Tournament, and the Prowl lost in a the first round, like a play-in round. They lost to Minot by a final of 4-0. So then they dropped down, and the three teams that lost in that opening round played a little round-robin consolation bracket, if you will. And the Prowl won those two games 10-1 and 8-0, 10-1 over West Fargo and 8-0 over Watford City. So they basically finished seventh at the Bantam B tournament in Bismarck for Prowl hockey. So that does wrap up the winter sports season. And now we're getting ready for the spring sports seasons. I mentioned this is a bridged version of Toast and Jam with Toast on the road and taking a little time off. We'll be back with us again next week. Well, I want to remind you of the North Dakota Army National Guard, one of our great sponsors here on Toast and Jam, and they have many services options available. You decide which is the best fit for your lifestyle. There are 2 paths to service in the Army National Guard. You can be an enlisted soldier or a commissioned officer. But again, you go, you get yourself a career, you can get a trade as you're serving your country and being part of the Army National Guard. You go to school, and if you go to a North Dakota State-supported school, that tuition is taken care of. The combined federal and state tuition assistance program will cover up to 100% of tuition at a North Dakota state-supported school. So if you're still if you're a junior, maybe even if you're a senior, still unclear and unsure what you want to do in your collegiate career, what you want to do after you're done with high school, well, you can go and check it out at the Army National Guard. And again, Madison Schlager, she is the local recruiter. And give her a call at 1-701-739-8848 or locally here at 701-429-1098. Or you can call the 800 number, 1-800-GO-GUARD. Check them out online at ndarmyguard.com. And we want to thank all of you for your service, those of you that serve in the Army National Guard, one of our sponsors here today. And, of course, we've got our trivia sponsor. We'll take a look at trivia coming up here in just a moment. But let's take a look at some of the things that happened on this date in sports history. 1892. See, last week, 1892 was an interesting year because last week we were talking about the first public basketball game was played on this date in 1892. That would have been on March 11th. Well, on this date today, we're talking here on the 18th of March. It was on this date in 1892 that Lord Stanley presents a Silver Challenge Cup for hockey, and the Stanley Cup was born on this date in 1892. And in 1942, two black players, Jackie Robinson and Nate Moreland, requested a tryout with the Chicago White Sox and are allowed to work out. And, of course, Jackie Robinson would go on to the Negro League success with the Montreal Monarchs before making his Major League debut in April 1948 as he broke the color barrier in Major League Baseball. Let's go back to 1953, the 15th NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Indiana beats the Kansas Jayhawks 69-68, but Jayhawks center B.H. Bourne was named the tournament's most outstanding player. That was back in 1953. And you remember back in the 40s and 50s, the NIT was the prestigious tournament, and the NCAA was, you guys can go and play in that tournament if you want. But it was on this date in 1953 that Indiana beat Kansas by one, 69-68. And also on that very same day in 1953, Major League Baseball and the National League approved the Boston Braves to move to Milwaukee. And that was the first time a team left a city and moved to another since 1903. Of course, they would eventually find themselves in Atlanta in 1966. And on the state in 1995, Michael Jordan, he announced that he was ending his 17-month NBA retirement. Came out of retirement, again, played for the Bulls, and eventually would go on and play for the Washington Wizards as well. But it was on the state in 95 that Michael Jordan said, yeah, I think 17 months is long enough. I'm going to come back and see if I can still play in the NBA. I'll take a look at birthdays. Just three to mention here on this date. In 1874, Jimmy Nixie Callahan, an American baseball pitcher, outfielder, and manager, was born on the state again in 1874, passed away in 1934. His claim to fame as a member of the Chicago White Sox, he threw the first American League no-hitter in 1902, and he was born in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Again, born in 1874 and passed away in 1934. 1927, George Plimpton, an American sports writer and called a participatory journalist, was born in New York City on this date in 1927. And if you don't know, it's exactly what it means. A participatory journalist, he would do something, participate, and write about it. And if you've ever heard of the movie and or the book Paper Lion, George Plimpton played quarterback for the Detroit Lions during one game. But that's, he went through camp and was a Detroit Lion. Alan Alda played George Plimpton in the movie Paper Lion. Look it up. And George Plimpton, born on this date in 1927 and passed away in 2003. And it was on this date in 1952, Mike Webster, American football player, of course, the center for all those great Pittsburgh Steeler teams of the 70s. He was born on this date in 1952, passed away in 2002, and it was his death that prompted an investigation about brain injuries in the NFL. And if you've never seen the movie Concussion, starring Will Smith, I highly recommend it. NFL not happy with that movie. But I highly recommend you watch Concussion, because Mike Webster's death is the basis for that movie and the eventual finding of brain injuries that happened in the NFL. But Mike Webster, born on the state in 1952. Well, we're going to get to our trivia. And again, a reminder, our trivia is brought to you by Nonek Insurance Company. Well, sometimes it pays to have all your eggs in one basket. Well, with Easter coming up, why not? But especially if those eggs need to be insured by a company you can trust, like Nonek Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nonek Insurance, the more you save. Your vehicle, your home, business, collectibles, everything you care about at a price that won't break you. Again, Chris Guilvang, he is the agent with answers. Give him a call at 845-2912, 845-2912, and he can help you out. Of course, he's a proud papa now because of daughter Macy being part of that West Fargo Horace Girls State Championship team. Now, our trivia question, of course, the NCAA tournament will get started coming up here on Thursday. And since the NCAA tournament expanded to 64 teams back in 1985, I was kind of wondering, has a number 16 seed ever beaten a number one seed? Well, March Madness is all about the underdog, and they don't get more unlikely than that. Between 1985 and 2017, number 16 seeds were 0-135 in the first round of the tournament. Not a single win over those three decades. There were the team that's just happy to be there. Some of them had to win a play-in game to get into the NCAA tournament as that number 16 seed. Well, it did happen once. There has been an upset once in the history of the NCAA tournament that a 16th seed beat a number one seed. And here is your question today. Who was that team that won that 16th seed that defeated a number one seed? It happened, I'm not going to give you the year. That might give it away. But it happened not too long ago. But one 16th seed has beaten a number one seed. And your choices are George Mason, Loyola Chicago, University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Butler, or Arkansas State. So which one of those five teams is the only 16th seed to beat a number one seed in the NCAA tournament? It did not happen that long ago. And again, our trivia brought to you today by and every week by Nodak Insurance Company. Chris Quilvang, the agent with answers. Well, again, kind of an abridged toast and jam today, so we are going to be back to a full-strength show coming up next week. Again, we're going to have executive producer Eric Kringley on coming up in the next week or two. Also, we'll be talking about the auction, Valley City State University and the V500 Foundation auction. That's coming up April 11th, and we'll talk more about that probably next week or the week after. We'll have more conversation on that. Toast will be back next week from his stay in Laughlin, Nevada. I'm sure he's enjoying the 70-degree weather and the nice golf weather. We'll hear all about it next week when Toast returns here to the 1047 studios here at the Valley City Times Record. Again, you can catch Toast and Jam in several ways. You can catch Toast and Jam. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us also on Apple Podcasts, the couple of ways you can find us. You can also find us online at valleycitytimesrecord.com and our website, toastandjam.com. That's also where we have all the past episodes and our trivia question. Those are the ways you can find us and listen to Toast and Jam. We'll be back again next week with another edition here from the 1047 studios. Again, my thanks to our executive producer, Eric Kringley, and making us sound good and get well soon there, E. We'll get you back here and get Eric Kringley on and talk a little bit about tennis and the Valley City Highlander girls tennis team as they get ready to defend their state championship from last year. And we'll have Eric on here in the next coming weeks. So until then, this is Jam, Paul McDonald for Toast, Tim Host. Have yourself a great week. We'll talk again next week.